Pastor Seth, why don't you come?
This is a real pocket watch, and it is 10 karat gold. It was given to me by a missionary going to Papua New Guinea because he didn't want it stolen, so it was an heirloom. It's almost 100 years old, and it really works. So he says, you wear three-piece suits, so this will make you look better. But my name is Pastor Seth Garland. I'm the assistant pastor of Faith Bible Baptist Church. You can grab your Bibles. We're going to go there eventually. In Romans, like they always say, open it up. It's good anywhere. But you're talking to a man that was saved at the age of five. My dad was a pastor. He's been passed away probably about 17 years now. He died in a freak accident. He was cutting down a tree. Tree limb hit him in the head and killed him instantly. But he raised... My brother is a professor, medical professor. My cousins are Princeton grads. I have a cousin that's a psychiatrist in India as a... It works for the embassy. He's probably met Trump personally himself. I come from a very, very different background. My dad wasn't just a pastor. He was a millionaire. He owned multiple businesses. So if you're wondering why I'm eccentric, you'll find out really quick. Okay. But at the age of five, I got saved. I was led to the Lord, not by my parents, by myself. I remember just knowing, growing up in church, I'm 44 years old, and I've only missed maybe this many services in my life. Okay? And I'm not doing that to brag. I just want to bring up one verse, and then we're going to probably not even spend a lot of time. I want you to see my background. Okay, I was saved at 5. I gave my life to the Lord when I was 12. I took my first mission trip at 15 going to Mexico, and so far I've been to over 40 countries. Since then, I'm 44. I gave my life to the Lord with 12 under the preaching of Leonard Ravenhill. If any of you know who he is, before he passed away in 1989, I was there. He was 89 years old. It was 80-something, 84. 5 years before he died. My dad said, you've got to hear this, man. I gave my life to the Lord. I just want to say this. I came here. I went to Bible college. I graduated at 22. I came here in 1997, and I ran into Pastor Huber in 1999. I ran into Pastor Crone in 1997. And I don't know if I know any... I ran into about 20 or 30 more people, but I don't know where... I know where Pastor Crone is. I know where Pastor Huber is, but I don't know where the rest of them are. It's only been 22 years. I was just telling Brother Justin, I said, I've outlived my own age. I'm only 44 years old. I'm still the assistant pastor. I still do all kinds of stuff. Justin, I just got back from Papua New Guinea where we saw 20 people come forward. We're talking drunks and everything else come forward and broken. I would love to see that in America. Amen? Yeah. But here's the reason why it got stuck in my head. I'm sorry. Tell me when 15 minutes up. Romans 14, verse 22, is probably the oddest verse you'll ever see in your life. But I probably quoted it at least 6 times this week. So I figured, you know, maybe I should. It says, hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in the thing which he alloweth. You're talking to a Baptist brat. I've never been in a church outside of being a Baptist. I don't know what it's like. I don't know. I grew up in it. I know how to hide in it. I know also, no one told me to soul win because I knew I should have. Leading my first people to the Lord, probably by the time I probably led hundreds of people to the Lord by the time I was 18. Do you understand? No one had to push me. No one had to prod me. No one had to say, and that's all I want to see is young people not to be pushed and prodded to do something for the Lord, because I don't know what's going to happen, but I will say in a short 22 years, I don't know where the people I grew up with and ministered to, I don't even know where they are. A lot of you are new. Some of you know me from like 15 years ago, but the ones I knew for 20 years, I don't even know where they are. Some of them aren't even in the ministry. And I'm only 44. The problem is this. Hast thou faith? This is like a chapter on standards. You know, you don't want to be a stumbling block to each, you know, if you're going to do something, if it's a stumbling block, don't do it. It's saying, hast thou faith? If you have it, you have it to thyself before God. A lot of times the things that we do, it's our parents' standards, it's the church's standards, it's everyone else's standards, but you don't walk with God and you don't have faith with God. And then you wonder why it says, happy is he, read the rest of it out loud. Happy is he that what? Condemneth not himself the thing which he alloweth. You know what? You need to learn to walk with God. You need to learn to have your own standards. You need to walk with God. I didn't say you had your 5 minutes of prayer this morning or your one chapter you read. That doesn't mean you walk with God.
Right.
Some of you, you need to have faith between you and God. It's not between you and your prayer. It's between you and pastor. It's you. And I'm telling you, I'm pleading with you. The reason why so many people condemn themselves is because they don't have a walk with God. The standard they have was something that was from the outside, not from the inside. And then they wonder 20 years down the line, they look and say, how did I get where I got? Because you condemned yourself, what you allowed. You know what? I don't go to theaters. I don't condemn those that don't because it's a personal conviction of mine. I don't wear a dress either because it's a conviction of mine, okay? Some of you laugh, but I can get into other things too where certain things, everybody, the church is amazing, isn't it? You can have a million different people with different standards, different beliefs, but we all have one thing in common, amen? Jesus Christ. And none of us will be the same because none of us are clones. But I do know one thing, the things you allow, where will you be in 10 years? The problem is some of you sit there and say, hey, I'm just coasting. I'm just going through. But you don't know where you're going. You have no idea where you're going. Because you have no walk. Your faith is not between you and God. It's between, hey, I'm just showing up to youth group to show, have an image, whatever. But someday you're going to have to stand by yourself. No one's going to hold your hand. What you allow in your life, is it condemning you? You'd say it's not condemning me now. I can get away with looking at the porn on the cell phone. I can get away with some of the movies I watch. I can get away with it now. Yeah, but where's it leading you? You can sit there and say whatever you want. I am 44 years old, and I was literally telling Justin, it's so sad that I don't only... There's not one person here from 1997. Anybody want to raise your hand? That I knew you in 1997 when I was 22 years old. Raise your hand. Where are you? The 5-year-old's like, I'm here! It's only 22 years! That's it! Some of you are 16. 22 years, you're only going to be 30-something. Do you understand what I'm saying? I just want to see faithfulness. When it all comes down to it, I am not talented. My cousins are talented, and they're rich. But my brother's rich. Are you kidding? He's a medical professor. Let's just look at it again. Hast thou faith? Say, this is God asking you. Actually, God's asking you. Do you have it to thyself before God? Happy is he that condemneth not himself in the thing that which he alloweth. What are you doing, and where are you going? And that's all I want to say. Hope I didn't scare you. And I hope this verse just rings in your head. Because even this week, I had to sit there and talk to a boy that I stood there and I said, he's dating an unsaved girl. I said, have you even talked to your parents about that? Do they have your approval? No. Have you talked to Pastor Cole about that? Does he have your approval? No. All I do is, when I counsel, I just ask questions. And every time I asked him a question, it was no. And then the last question, what do you think I asked? Do you think God would have approval of this? No. I said, why didn't you ever ask him? Why didn't you ever personally talk to him about what you're doing? Didn't you know where this is leading? He's not in church today. I don't know if he'll ever come back because he said, I'd rather have her than have God. This is a man that grew up with my daughter. And she's 21. Okay? And I'm not condemning anybody. I'm saying he's condemning himself.
Right.
Now listen. Pastor Charlie Kirk is much better than me in everything. No. But I'm telling you, God's put something on his heart. And if you don't listen to it, you can sit there and say whatever you want and say, oh, I'm good, I'll be around. No, you won't. You better be walking with God.
Amen.
Because happy is the man that condemneth not himself in the thing which he allows. Whatever you're allowing in your life, you better hope is not going to condemn you. I hope it blesses you, not condemns you. Amen? So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you. You're such a good God. Thank you, dear Lord, for just being so good. I cannot say enough that you are faithful, that you're gracious, you're merciful. We are nothing but just sinful people that are saved by your grace, that get an opportunity to serve you, and it's a privilege and an honor. And dear Lord, I hope some of these young people realize that it's a privilege. It's an honor to serve the King of Kings. And I want to stand before you someday, and I hope many in this room stand before you someday and say, I've been faithful. And I haven't condemned myself for what I've allowed in my life. And dear Lord, help this to stick in our hearts. We love you and thank you in your name. Amen. Amen.